There are silk scarves to be sold at the market, and it's especially great when the tomatoes are only 4 cents. This next song we're going to be singing is a song from Spain. It's a Spanish Renaissance piece. It's called Con el Viento. And it's a song that I grew up hearing sung by Labana. And it says, I'm sitting on the shores of the ocean, and hearing the wind come into the shores, I fell asleep in the sand, listening to the wind and contemplating the way that the waves crash up, and it seems as though they're reaching up towards the sky. Con el viento.
This next song is written by a group called the Peace Poets, who write a lot of songs for liberation movements, and it uses words by Annie Lou Hamer. And we would love to have you guys sing along with us partway through the song. I'll let you know when that happens. And the words are, "None of us are free until all of us are free."
None of us are free until all of us Thank you all so much for singing with us. You have such lovely voices. We're going to continue with a couple of songs from Bulgaria, where I've traveled several times to learn traditional music. This first song is an example of a 20th century choral arrangement of a Bulgarian folk song. This was a really big thing in Bulgaria starting in the 1950s, where composers and arrangers would go around the country and recruit some of the best folk singers from different regions with different specialties and make really interesting arrangements of traditional songs that kind of are arrangements with folk songs inside of them that include a lot of Western harmonies as well as the original folk techniques. So this is kind of a song that describes the scene of a wedding. The guests come to the young bride's house, her name is Rada, and they bring a horse, and she's sitting on top of the horse, and on her head is a garland of flowers, and on the garland of flowers are some little tassels that are trembling in the wind, and as the tassels tremble, so does the heart of the young man she's about to marry.
Costi dos le codo pelle.
Thank you. This next song is also from Bulgaria, but in a very different style. This is a set of songs associated with St. Lazarus Day festivities, which was a couple weeks before Easter, and really these traditions probably predate Christianity, but traditionally young women would dress up in these traditional costumes and do these songs and dances around the village as kind of a springtime ritual. And the texts themselves of the songs are kind of like village gossip that might have been traveling from one town to the next. Somebody brought his horse to drink some water, and the horse drank too much water and got really full and ran away. That's what the first song is about. Donna was gathering some herbs in the field. Two young people from the next village decided to run away, and you should come too.
Thank you so much. This next song, we're going to take you now from Bulgaria up a little bit to Hungary, where some of my family is from. I go there every year, and every time I go there, I try to learn some folk music to bring back so that I can teach these guys. So this is going to be somewhat of a medley. Of a few different kind of styles of Hungarian folk music. There's going to be a fast break featuring our instrumentalists in the middle, but we're going to start with a kind of a slower folk melody that is very popular in Hungary. I think most people probably would know this one in Hungary. It's called Éva Szívem Éva. Éva, my heart, my love, the plums are ripe and are, let's pick them up off the ground before dawn. And how I wish that dawn would last forever, so that I wouldn't have to say goodbye. And what else do I want to say? Oh yes, just that in Hungary, traditionally, these songs don't really have a polyphonic tradition. It's sung in unison, or just one person on a melody. So that's what we have here. Yeah, enjoy. Thank you so much. Oh, we have one more. Yeah, we could do one more before break.
Okay, great.
Yeah, great. We had one more planned anyways. We're going to do Jewel Hill.
Thanks, everybody. My name is Liam.
Thanks so much for coming out to our first half of this lovely summer lecture. We'll close out this half with a song from the contemporary shape note singing tradition. Quick primer, shape note singing was developed in New England as a teaching tool to help people sight read and sight sing hymns. And it has had a resurgence in the past 40, 50 years in close connection to Village Harmony founder Larry Gordon. And this particular song was composed by longtime Village Harmony friend Megan Henderson. It's called Jewel Hill.
Trials send them up into the light. We know the dawn is coming after this long darksome night. Oh, had I wings, I would fly away.
Friends, while these folks take a much-needed water break, we're going to do a little introduction to the Lyceum as a whole. And for those of us just joining, I know some of you, many of you have come in while Village Harmony was already singing. So again, if you're just joining us, can you hear me, first of all, in the room? Can you hear me? Okay, yeah. My name is Mary Beth Hallin, and I'm really proud to be the moderator for this morning's Lyceum. This is a first for me. So I'm going to give you a little background about the Lyceum. For many years, the Monadnock Summer Lyceum has brought outstanding world-class speakers and now singers to the Monadnock region to serve as catalysts to inform and inspire an active citizenry on local, national, and global issues. Both today's and past presentations are available as podcasts and videos at the Lyceum website, monadnocklyceum.org. I will say that multiple times. Following the presentation, the singers and leaders from Village Harmony will answer some questions from the audience. So you should have one of these yellow cards. Please don't hesitate to write your questions on these cards, and we'll see how many of them we can get answered at the end of the program. If you are watching the live stream, go ahead and put your question into the live stream chat. We want to hear from you as well. The Monadnock Summer Lyceum is supported entirely through donations and contributions from audiences and community members.
And all of these contributions are deeply, deeply accepted, number one, but also very, very grateful to help continue the work of this organization. So there are, you'll find glass bowls both here in the sanctuary and also in the parish hall to put your donations. I do want to give a shout out to this season's sponsor, Microspec, and this week's sponsor is the Waterhouse Restaurant. And then we have several community sponsors, the Toadstool Bookstore, 1833 Society, Blue Finch Partners, Roy's Market, Rosalie's Garden, Sweet Macron, Cranberry Meadow Farm, and the Peterborough Players. It takes a village, and we are that village. We also have these green cards in the pews and located around the church. We encourage your feedback on today's program. And if you want to join our email list, go ahead and do that. And again, all of this can be done online at monadnocklyceum.org. After the program, we do invite you to attend an informal reception in the parish hall through the door to my right. There will be beverages and snacks, and you can ask, if your question didn't get asked during the Q&A, you can ask the questions directly of the singers. And also, Village Harmony will have product for sale and really great songbooks and CDs. So, as many of you have already heard, our special guest today is Village Harmony, a brilliantly inspired traveling group led by three versatile and talented instructors. I first became aware of Village Harmony nearly 20 years ago, likely in this church. And then my oldest child asked to join. And I thought, oh my gosh. Then my oldest child asked to join, and I thought, oh my gosh. Traveling? Staying in strangers' homes? I don't know. And I'm so glad that I said yes. So very glad. As you can see, this is an experience unlike any other experience for young singers. There's increased love of choral singers, of varying cultures, lifelong friendships, and exposure to world musics and styles that you really can't find much of any place else. My oldest sang with Village Harmony for several summers, culminating in one of the abroad trips to the Republic of Georgia, and they, in fact, were with Lysander on that trip, which is really fun. So if you're new to Village Harmony, you can't say after today that you're new to Village Harmony, because these sounds and the sights of these singers' faces will stay in your heart, and the songs will stay in your mind's ear for quite some time. I know you're going to go home singing a lot of them. These young people, they sing, they sup, and they sleep for a week of intense rehearsals. And then they go on the road for, 10 days? Yeah. And give a performance every night. Today, they were here last night. Today, they have two performances. And so I just want to give a shout out to this session's leaders, Lysander Jaffe, Liam Cantor, Lexi Ugolow. And
Lilia, your
call. Yes, I can't hear that clearly enough to repeat it, but you all need to do that. Lift her up. Okay. So remember, I'm going to wrap this up because I really want to get back to the music. Remember, you can ask questions. Let those questions percolate while you listen. You know, if you've been here for the past half hour, you're already going to be tapping your feet and clapping your hands and singing along. So let's do that again. Let's do that some more, yeah? Welcome back, Village Harmony.
Thank you so much, Mary Beth. While we get set up here, I'm going to introduce our next song, which is bringing it back to this continent and the Appalachian region of Sumter, South Carolina. the Poplin family, which is a family that was very seeped in Appalachian American traditional style of singing and old-time singing, and very influenced by the Carter family and such. So this next song is written by Edna Poplin, and it's called Sit at Home, and it's going to be featuring our saxophone and guitar, who's hiding in the back right over there.
Thank you. We're going to sing you a song in Yiddish now. This is a lullaby written by Michal Gelbart, who was a very prominent composer of Yiddish folk songs in the early half of the 20th century. He wrote the melody of I Have a Little Dreidel, which is actually a Yiddish song, which you may have heard. But this is kind of a silly lullaby. It says, and you can imagine singing this to a small child, in the sky, a little cloud floats by, a little restless cloud that doesn't want to go to sleep. Yes, cloud, no cloud. This is just a story. A white goat, you are the cloud. And every verse is kind of structured like that. In the sky, a little rain falls to close the day. Yes, rain, no rain. You are the rain. In the field, an ear of corn is sleeping. Yes, corn, no corn, and so on. And then a fly gets into the pepper mill, the pepper grinder, for some reason. It's just kind of gross. And after that, we will play a Skotchna from the collection of Moishe Beregovsky, who is a really prominent Soviet Jewish ethnographer of traditional music in what is now Ukraine at the height of the Stalin purges, which is kind of remarkable. He collected all these tunes that are part of our klezmer repertoire today.
Thank you. We're going to now go back to Appalachia and sing you a song, an old-time Appalachian song, called Undone in Sorrow. And it is a traditional song, unclear who wrote it, but it was very, very much popularized by Ola Bell Reed, and you can hear many recordings of Ola Bell Reed singing this song.
Thanks, everybody. Our next song comes from Ireland, and it's actually in the Irish language, which is still the native language for a few select pockets of the country. They're called Gaeltachts, and if you grow up in one of those, you learn Irish first, and then you learn English in school. So this particular song I associate with the Munster region, which is the southern region of Ireland, and particularly with the singing of folks from the Muscri Gaeltacht, which is kind of in the southwest part of County Cork. I learned this one from the singing of Nell Ní Chróin. And it's a song that is spoken in the voice of an exasperated farmer who has two goats. One of them is for milking, but he doesn't have anywhere to milk the goats except his hat. But his hat is leaky. It has a lot of holes in it. So when he tries to milk the goats into the hat and bring them home, the milk runs all over the town and it's a huge mess. And then the next verse, he's again exasperated, but this time by his goats and his sheep. He says, they don't eat any of the food I give them, they just chew up the roots of my plants, and I'm trying to herd them to the fence and keep them in their pasture, but they jump over the fence and they run away. And then the final verse is a different exasperation, and it says, there's a jig that the local piper doesn't know, and it's called the Highland Laddie. And Sean Kelly, the piper, he's the piper, and so be it. So this is a silly song from County Cork.
Shit, I'll be in my door.
For now for the gumpy brand, healing laddie, healing laddie. Shout out to the gumpy brand, yoshe marshin, yoshe marshin. Shout out to the gumpy brand, yoshe marshin, yoshe marshin.
This next song I wrote this winter in Minneapolis during Metro Surge, where there was heightened ice activity across the cities, and there was also really amazing community response, taking care of our communities in so many ways. And this song kind of is an offering or a reminder of ways that we could keep going during a time of such intensity and loss and fear. And the words are, we grieve in the morning, in the afternoon we march, in the evening we bathe, we wash the day and steady ourselves for another. It was a conversation that was happening at the time, but it's also wisdom that's been cultivated throughout movements, throughout history. So, yeah.
In the afternoon.
Thank you. This next song is a song from not too far away from here, up in Maine, where Elsie Goller lives, who is the composer of this next song called Follow the Fox. And it's a great one. It's a zipper song, which means that there are different words and verbs that we can make up and create our own verses. So we have kind of a combination of some verses that Elsie has written and some of our own that we've made up. But I'd like to teach you, if you were here last night, you'll remember this. I'd like to teach you the response. So there's going to be a caller who's going to sing, start the verse, and then there's going to be the same response that we're always going to respond with. Do you have a... So the call is going to go, follow, follow the fox in the night, and you're going to respond with, follow, it'll sure do you right. Can we try just the first part? Follow, yeah, yeah, it'll sure do you right. It'll sure do you right. Let's try that again, just the follow, ooh. Follow, and then, yeah, you know it. Yeah, so follow, it'll sure do you right. Follow, it'll sure do you right. Yeah, and someone asked me last night after the concert, what were we saying? We're saying follow, ooh, it'll sure do you right. It'll sure do you right.
No.
Thanks, everybody. We're going to sing one more song before we turn it over to questions, and then we'll sing one to close everything out as well. But before we do that, I just wanted to tell you, I want us to tell you a little bit about ourselves. So I'm just going to go down the line and let our singers tell you their name, how old they are, where they're from, and how long they've been doing Village Harmony.
Hi, I'm Lexi Ugolo. I am 30 years old. I'm from Somerville, Massachusetts, and I've been doing Village Harmony since 2013.
Hi, I'm Sarah Noble. I'm 14 years old. I live in Amherst, Massachusetts. This is my first year doing Village Harmony.
Hi, I'm Abby. I'm 11 years old. I live in Amherst, Massachusetts, and this is my first year doing Village Harmony.
I'm Poppy. I live in Craftsbury, Vermont. I'm 14 years old, and this is my first year doing Village Harmony.
I'm Solon. I'm 13 years old. I live in Brattleboro, Vermont, and this is my first year doing Village Harmony.
I'm May. I'm 14. I'm from Penobscot, Maine, and this is my second year doing Village Harmony.
I'm Liana. I'm 15. I'm from Burlington, Vermont, and this is my first year.
I'm Root. I'm 16. I'm from Brattleboro, Vermont, and this is my third year.
I'm Lilia. I'm 20. I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota, and this is my fourth year singing with Village Harmony.
I'm Bowie. I'm 14. I'm from South Hadley, Massachusetts, and this is my first year with Village Harmony.
I'm Benjamin. I'm 13. I'm from Woodstock, New York, and this is my second year of singing with Village Harmony.
I'm Lysander. I'm 35. I live in Boston, and this is my 20th year with Village Harmony.
Like I said before, my name is Liam. I'm from Madison, Wisconsin. I'm 24 years old, and this is my eighth year working with Village Harmony. The first few were as a singer, and now as staff. So we're going to close out this section of the concert, or the lecture, pardon me, with a song that also comes from the contemporary shape note singing tradition. And before we sing it, I just want to talk a little bit about our beloved late founder, Larry Gordon, and how much he did to rejuvenate not only shape note singing in New England, but so many different styles of music. So in 1989, Village Harmony started, and it originally started as a group that would meet more consistently throughout the year with young singers from his area in Marshfield, Vermont, coming to his house and rehearsing, and then he would take them to do small tours of the area. It then blossomed, and I think the first international camp was Georgia, is that? Yeah, I think the first international camp was Georgia. And since then, it's blossomed into a multinational camp-running organization. We host camps in the Republic of Georgia, on the island of Corsica, in South Africa, in the Balkans, in France. There's a camp that just started up in Madagascar, and it's really an amazing global community that we've built. And so much of that is down to Larry and his passion for, as he said, creating spaces in which people can grow up together. And I think that really rings true for the teen camps, but also the adult camps. So many people come to camp as adults and find their voice and grow up into their own musicians and into their own sense of being a singer through Village Harmony. So we all miss Larry very dearly, and we're so thankful for the community that he built over the years. Like I said, this song is one of the contemporary shape note songs by a Vermont composer, Stephen Spitzer, and it's called Hallowell.
Spirit flew over first.
So, some of the ushers will come through and collect these yellow cards with your questions. And while that's happening, Lilia, could you, I just apologize for not lifting you up earlier, and I want to lift you up right this minute. So. Yeah. So I have a question. As a choral person myself, for the four leaders, what's one thing that you hope these campers will take with them at the end of your time together?
I'll definitely pass this around because this is a tough question. I think the one thing that I hope people take away from this experience is that music is always a conduit for connection, and if it's not bringing you together, it's not doing what it's meant to do. And I think that often, as musicians, choral directors, even as audience members, a lot of emphasis can be put on a product and a presentation of something. And I hope that by the end of this experience, we've all experienced a process that is far more important and far more enriching than any one performance or instance of music making. So, yeah, passing along.
I think one really cool thing about a lot of the styles we're singing in this concert is that they really are organized around harmony, and the sum really is greater, the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. So I think we experience that every day when we're really locked in and can hear each other. It becomes so much easier to sing. Your voice is a lot less tired, and your individual voice actually has more power. So it's been really exciting to discover that every day in new ways.
Yeah, I love that. And bouncing right off of that, I think one of the things, like you said earlier, Mary Beth, one of the things that we learn here as a group is how to be part of a team. And we're not only living together for a week and rehearsing all day together for a week, but then we're on the road together. And it's like we're figuring out when to meet and how to show up for each other and how to step in when someone needs a hand and care for each other, because we're doing a lot of work. And so it's amazing to have the opportunity to support each other and make beautiful music for folks. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just add that this camp is so much fun, and we get to really experience the joy of using our voices and expressing ourselves. And I feel like that is really important. So that's the takeaway.
Okay, so here's a question from the audience. How do you go about collecting and selecting the songs that you sing?
Well, I can speak personally. I feel like the songs that I bring to camps are songs that I feel like I have a personal connection with or just really like. So the Hungarian music that I bring from Hungary is music that I've grown up with, or when I go visit my family, I learn when I'm there. And then music that I've studied or have sung a lot or have learned from teachers. And I think truthfully, like songs that I just really love to sing, like that Ola Bell Reed song. I heard it one day. Someone taught it to me. I think I learned it from. Actually, I might have just heard the recording, and I fell in love with it, and I've sung it so much in the last few years. And so songs that I love personally that I want to pass along, and hopefully some of these folks love it as much as I do.
So this, I think, would be fun to have a camper answer if anyone's comfortable. What would you tell someone who's considering attending camp? Did everybody hear that? That was just a straight up do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Okay, awesome. How do you memorize all these languages? And I'm going to add to that. Last night we counted at least 7 different languages. So could you tell us
kind of how many different languages you're sung in this group. And what are your tricks for teaching and learning them?
We do a lot of repetition, pronunciation, going through the words, speaking them in rhythm, getting nitpicky. I call it daily flossing. And it's good. It's helpful for me when we do our daily flossing, especially of that Irish. That one's the tricky one for me. But I think everyone kind of has their own systems for learning. And some of us are learned by rote. Some of us learn by ear. And sometimes it's helpful for us to make our little notes for ourselves, write it phonetically the way that we hear it or the way that we would write it down so that we can remember and continue to pronounce these words as best as we can. But really, we all get to create our own system. So there's not one way that we ask the campers to learn.
Just one quick thing to add on to that. You noticed us going up to these music stands, and this is our cheat sheet. We have word sheets that help us know what's coming next. So we do have the words written. We haven't like all memorized a bunch of Hungarian totally cold, although by the end of tour, we will probably have memorized a bunch of Hungarian cold. So, yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna have to bring this up because several people wanna know. First of all, someone says, love your sound, thank you. Are you barefoot? Are you barefoot for a musical reason?
No.
Yeah, that's right. Not a musical reason, but we spend much of our rehearsal week barefoot, and it just kind of continues, and we like to... Yeah. Why wear shoes if you don't have to? That's, yeah. We try to ask permission, because not every place wants to see our toes. But
this is a question from a singer. Why do you move your singers around from song to song?
We all sing different parts a lot of the time. We're not just an alto or a tenor. We, like, a lot of the time, there will be a different part than we usually sing that actually works best with our vocal range. And so we move around to stand with the people who are singing the same thing as we are.
And also, sometimes we have trios or duos, so you have to stand next to them so you can hear each other.
So someone asks, by a show of hands, which of you speak two languages? Does anybody in the room speak two languages? All right, on. Three? Anybody speak three languages? And I'll extend this a little bit. So, before, especially for you first-year singers, before Village Harmony, how many of you sang in two languages before Village Harmony? Cool. Three. Since Village Harmony, obviously, like three, four, five languages, right? Yeah, cool. Okay, another question. How far-ranging in the U.S. are your performances?
Right now, our teen touring camps are just in New England, but in the past, we've had camps in the Midwest, and there's an adult camp happening out in Oregon, I believe, in a couple weeks. So, yeah, it depends.
Okay, we answered that. Oh, this is a great question to start to prepare for people going out in the parish hall. Do you have a book of your lyrics?
We don't have a book of these exact lyrics that we did today, but we do have some wonderful song books at our merch table with like a nice selection of Village Harmony repertoire from over the years.
And I noticed someone bought some CDs last night, but I also noticed a new book that I hadn't seen before that was it the Larry Gordon book? Can you speak to that a little?
Yeah, so this is a collection of Larry Gordon, our founder's favorite shape note songs, both old and new. Over the years.
I have a question here that I would love to address, and I'm not sure if it's from the audience or from from the live stream, and I'm having trouble reading all the words. So once, when you recognize it's you, help me out here. To honor the immigrants being haunted currently, for instance, right, the Columbia man killed recently in Biddeford, Maine, is it possible for Village Harmony to correct due false narratives and sing, this is the word that I'm struggling with, what's written, the word that I can't understand how it's written, and sing, something and South African songs. So Central and South African songs. Okay.
I could speak to this real quick and then pass it over to Lilia. I'm not exactly sure what, Village Harmony does sing a lot of South African music. It just so happens that on this tour, we didn't have a South African teacher, but last session had one, and that is a big part of the Village Harmony repertoire. I'll pass it over to Lilia to say a few words about the ICE activity and immigrants.
Yeah, well, one aspect of the resistance response that was happening in Minneapolis was this movement called Singing Resistance, which is exactly what it sounds like. It was people showing up to a variety of places. It could be streets in front of ICE, like hotels that ICE was staying at, in front of government buildings, but really using song as a tool to fight back against what was happening. And to speak to the narrative piece of things, I think that one impact that the song can have is to turn around narratives that are floating around in the media that are really negative about our communities and not true. And so really lifting up the beauty of all of the people that live in our communities and that deserve to be safe, and declaring that we're standing with them, I think. And doing that through song is a really connective and universal thing that can really spread that message. So, yeah, I'm really happy to be able to bring some of that to this.
I'm with you on wanting to clap. Yeah.
If I could just say one more thing about the correcting the narratives. One of the things that I think Village Harmony is always striving to do and do better is to create as authentic a form of cultural transmission as possible while still throwing people into new music. So for that reason, sometimes we won't have every style that people are familiar with represented because it might not make sense for us to teach a song that we aren't quite sure exactly how it goes. So that's one of the amazing things about having a group of leaders who have very different expertise and experience. They can bring different things that they're comfortable and competent in sharing. And then at a different tour, we have a different group of leaders with a different group of cultural traditions that they've been immersed in. And we can have completely different repertoire for that. And I think that bringing that authenticity, that also helps correct harmful narratives to try and have as clear a window onto the traditions we're studying as possible.
Thank you so much. One final question. For any of you, what have you learned to appreciate about other cultures through singing these songs?
Can we go down the line?
Sure, yeah, that's great.
Quick answer down the line.
I just love how different music can be around the world. It sounds simple to say, but aesthetics and what sounds in tune and what sounds beautiful, what sounds consonant, what sounds dissonant. It's just amazing how diverse that is.
Yeah, I guess it's the same as what Lysander said.
I like being able to switch from one different like type of music to another, and that's just really fun.
I love how a lot of the songs we sing touch on similar themes around like love or community, but they all express it in such different ways with such different harmonies and such different poetry, and I think there's something really beautiful about that.
I think music is one of the deepest ways to experience different cultures. And I think that no matter the differences of the different cultures, that we're like understanding deeper, it's definitely a better understanding through music.
I love how like different cultural music sounds different and has different meanings, and yeah.
I really love how all of the different music have, it's like really different harmonies, and they have like different arrangements and different ideas of like what sounds good in that style.
I appreciate how such a small area, just like a country or an island, many different types of music on it, and all sounds completely different.
I love how the music can be a window into another culture's life and practices.
I think it's like really cool like what music does for people, and I like how like the things that different like cultures have created to like show that like love for music and that like awesomeness that music does. And I just think it's like the way that different people make music.
Yeah, I'll just add that people are singing everywhere in the world, no matter how different the music is. And I think that just really shows how beautiful and important music and singing has been and is for humans. And just really lifting that up as a way that we can connect and be in the world.
Yeah, I think one of my favorite things about doing a camp like this with so many different styles is that we also really get to explore our own voices in these different contexts and what it feels like to make what I call our playground voice, like, ah, versus our maybe more choral, ah, or like these different, the different placements that we can find and explore and realize in ourselves, in our own bodies. And so that's, yeah, it's one of my favorite things. And then also just the fact that once there's a certain style or a certain sound in our ear that we've heard, if we hear it again, it feels familiar. And if we're somewhere and we hear a Bulgarian song, there's some type of connection that we have towards that Bulgarian song and maybe towards the person who's singing it. And so I hope that as we're learning all this music, it gives us more tools to connect with more people around the world and in our own communities. Yeah. Mm.
And I, yeah, yes. I think you all have given us a glimpse into and the chance to connect with this music and with one another in a way that we also may not have had the opportunity to do without you being here. So before we hear one last song from these amazing humans, I do want to just say thank you again to everyone here for coming, all the sponsors that I mentioned earlier. And I do want to just lift up Michael Brownstein will be here next week as the speaker, and Grove Street Band will be the warm-up act at 10:30. So we hope you'll return and tell all your friends. Meanwhile, though, another closing song. After the song, just please make your way to the parish hall and meet all these humans and buy some of their product.
Great. Well, thank you all again for being here. It's been such a pleasure to sing for you. Our last song is by a composer from Minnesota named Brett Helsa, and it is called To Sing With You Is Home.
A compass at the close of day. let thee